You're listening to Morning Edition on WMUK. I'm Gordon Evans. Last week, Detroit became the largest U.S. city to ever file for bankruptcy protection. Several other cities in Michigan are currently facing severe financial trouble. Some, such as Benton Harbor, are operating under an emergency financial manager appointed by the state. In stories and a column for MLive and the Kalamazoo Gazette, reporter Julie Mack tells us that Kalamazoo's finances are in much better shape than Detroit and Benton Harbor's, but there are still troubling signs for the long-term financial picture of Kalamazoo County and local governments. And Julie Mack joins us. Good morning.
Good morning.
What are some of the storm clouds out there on the horizon for local governments in Kalamazoo County? Why should they be worried about their financial future?
Well, this is all based on a presentation last week by a couple people who were brought in by Southwest Michigan Forest, which is the economic development arm of Kalamazoo County. And as they basically explained it, the problem is that it is very hard right now for local municipalities, for county, the local governments to see much growth in their revenue. And that's because of the system that those entities can raise money. They're very dependent on property tax. And the way the property tax system was put in place was really dependent on the idea that we would constantly have rising property values. They really did not take into consideration that property values might fall, which they have. And that has caused a lot of problems. And when you talk about Proposal A and Headley, those really create a situation where it's very hard for they really put limits on how much revenue can grow from property taxes. And the result is that you really can't have local governments anymore seeing a big boom in revenue during the good times. And it makes it very hard for them to put aside a rainy day fund for the bust times, which has happened in the past few years. And you just see this constant growing gap between expenditures and the revenues that they're raising. And there just really isn't any way to turn that trend around.
On the expenditure side, are some of the problems which have led to Detroit's bankruptcy also present in other local governments, even if they haven't reached the level they did in Detroit?
Well, yes. Probably the big one that they pointed out that really contributed to Detroit is legacy costs. And that is cost of pensions and particularly health care. Now, in Kalamazoo County actually is in a somewhat unusual situation. Kalamazoo County and the city of Kalamazoo both have a pension fund that, unlike, and this is really an exception, is overfunded right now, or at least Bobby Hopewell told me last week, that is funded at about 150% of what they need. Now, that is not necessarily true for the other municipalities, even in the county. I don't know what the situation is for Kalamazoo Township, for instance, or Oshawa, or some of these other localities. And I think Portage also has a defined benefit plan, which makes it a little better. But the bottom line is that the rising cost of retiree health care and those legacy costs, that is a big, big cloud over pretty much all of public, almost all public entities.
What are leaders of local governments doing right now, or what are they considering doing right now to try and bring down costs, or on the other side, perhaps bring up revenue?
Well, honestly, this first step was this presentation. I think that the idea is that the things that they need to do, I mean, obviously they've been cost-cutting in recent years. The feeling is that that can only go so far. You can't do that forever and keep the status quo of services. Then at some point, you've reached the end of the line on that. You need to make more dramatic adjustments. So those dramatic adjustments are a couple. One is that the biggest dramatic adjustment on the expenditure side really is consolidation of services, particularly police and fire. There's definitely some money to be gained in that. You think about all the different small fire departments we have in Kalamazoo County. That is not an efficient system. And there's money to be gained in consolidating those services, but there's also a lot of political resistance to that. And on police, you know, it would be harder to have a full consolidation, particularly because the need is so uneven in the county. And but if nothing else, at least consolidating the central dispatch side would makes a lot of sense and would certainly bring some more bang on the buck.
We've got about 30 seconds.
We've got about 30 seconds
on the revenue side. What could they do there?
Yeah,
and
okay.
what are the limitations the state puts on them?
Okay, revenue side would be local, like countywide income, local, or would be local income tax or a local sales tax. And but that would probably require a change in the state constitution to get either of those, because they're really not, especially sales tax, you're not allowed to do that right now. So they're agitating for that, too, to have the state give them more flexibility.
Julie, thank you for your time this morning.
Okay, thank you so much.
Julie Mack is a reporter for MLive and the Kalamazoo Gazette. You can find links to the stories on finances for local governments at our website, wmuk.org.